Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tanaya. I need to advise that this call is being recorded for car insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I had went to the website and I was trying to, I had put my information in my pen, and every time I do it, like the screen just get white, I don't see nothing.
Okay, you said when you try to do what again?
Like when I put my email and pen, or my social and my pen, like when I hit log in, the screen just get white. It don't show anything.
Okay, and what is that for? What are you trying to? What you
I can
trying to?
hear you.
I said, what is that for? What you trying to do exactly?
Well, I was trying to check and see that I have to like file my weekly certification, but I had just called and somebody said it was incomplete. But the last person I talked to, they said the last time I filed was Sunday. So, no.
Okay, so you're having trouble doing your weekly certification?
Well, yeah, because they said it was incomplete, but I thought I had completed it when I called.
Okay, let me see. Can I have a social for you?
422-430-507.
Okay, you said
422-430-507.
Can you verify your first and last name, your date of birth for me?
Justin Moore, March 5th, 1995. It sounded like she had me doing a whole different claim over, so I had just stopped it.
Okay, she probably had you reopening your unemployment claim.
No, I don't want to reopen it.
Sometimes the only way you have to reopen it, if you missed a weekly certification.
Okay. Can you like check for me?
No, when I see. Okay. I see what it says in my system. It says it is incomplete. Let's see. Yeah, it's probably not showing up because your claim is incomplete.
Okay, so what I need to do?
We're going to finish your unemployment claim.
Okay, like will it take longer or something to like go through?
We just do it real quick on the phone. Then you do your weekly certification Sunday.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hey, worked another night other than more?
What did you say?
Hey, you worked another night other than more?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, little male, you are your assistant. Don't have difficulty. You speak English. Did you start active duty? Military? No. What's high grade you completed?
What did you say?
What's the highest grade you completed?
High school or 12th grade.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes. No, I got a state ID.
Okay. Can you find that state ID number?
Yes, it's 1088010.
So it's I-088010.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if
that is
the first letter. Okay.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Yeah, direct deposit, but I already got like a little Advantage card, which I'm trying to see, can I just use that one?
Your benefits card? Yeah. Sometimes your benefits card is still okay. You can use it, so we'll just hit benefits card. Let me just hit button.
Will I be able to use that one?
Yeah, it will. If they still have it on system, they will still use the one that you got. But if they don't, they will send you one.
Okay.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
1836 Carson Road, apartment E.
City state zip.
Birmingham, Alabama 35215.
Okay, is your home address different from your mail address?
No.
Have you actually changed in last year? Okay.
No.
Let me get a good telephone number for you.
205-299-3789.
Okay. And it was 1836 Carson Road, apartment E, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Say it again,
brother. I just left it, but it was, your number is Carson Road, apartment E, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Yeah, 1836 Carson Road, apartment E. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's listed to verify your identity for you to benefit. You'll be asked to answer some general questions. Are you ready?
Say that again.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Which of the following states does Joseph Moore live or current on property, excuse me? Gardendale, Alabama. Hilltown, Alabama. Whatever, Alabama.
Gardendale.
Okay. Which of the following address have you ever been associated with? 170 Highway 55 East, 195 Holt Road, 7235 Riverwood Drive West, 920 9th Court West North, or never been associated?
You said 920 19th Court North West.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was my grandma's address.
Okay. Which other following college have you attended?
I didn't go to college.
Okay. Yeah. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state and other than Alabama with an employee that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I could have sworn I did all this.
I know, I told you I got fingered for you.
Oh, okay. They was asking the same stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, first. Oh.
Have you worked for the federal government at civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you start active duty in military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you start active, excuse me, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. When was your last work date?
It was March 4th, 2020. Cause last year I ain't even see 2021. I ain't worked cause I had caught COVID. But the last time I worked, it was March 4th, 2020.
March?
But the last year I had applied for unemployment again, so That's why I ain't work last year in 2021.
But the last job you worked was in March, right?
Yeah, March 2020, like March 4th, I think.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Say it again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
So since... In other words, since the most recent Sunday, if work was available to you, would you be able to work?
Oh, yes.
You're fine. Do you work for yourself on a business or corporate office for a business?
No.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to set full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied or received a pension other than Social Security from an employee you had worked for a lab if you were?
No.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Have you applied or received a workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a unit hiring hall, as in like CDL, plumbing, bricklayer?
No.
Did your employee give you a different date to return to work?
No.
What's your job? What was that job title?
The name of it?
The job title. What did you do? What was your job title?
Oh, I was a cook, and yeah.
Cool. Okay, you a restaurant cook or a fast food cook or a cafeteria cook?
It was fast food.
Okay, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
You said what?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Guess no.
Hey, this ain't no, they're gonna ask you what work are you seeking for?
Oh yeah, I guess.
Okay, and what was that company name?
Talking about the place I just told you with the job title. Oh, Wendy's.
Okay. Wendy's in what state? What city and state?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Was it Avenue? Was it Brook Place?
It was like,
was it Parkway?
Yeah, was it was Parkway.
Parkway East?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pays any time after your last work day, as a vacation, sick, or holiday?
No.
Okay. When was your start date?
Think it was November 19th or 2019.
Okay, I'm sorry. When was your start date again?
It was November 19th, 2019. The day was 2019 or the 20th, but I know the year was 19, starting date.
November 19.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you got a good telephone number for them?
So my day telephone number, I think is 205-854-3040 is
3040.
my number. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, why the next question is, why are you no longer working? I'm sorry.
You talking about like now or last year?
The one that we're applying for, why are you no longer working at Wendy's?
Oh, because I had got fired.
Okay, and why did you get fired?
Because I was having car trouble.
Having car trouble.
Yeah, and it was having me late, so they terminate me.
Okay, would you want to say misconduct, or would you want to say unsatisfactory work? So they was unsatisfied with your work. I could put that, and then I could put type in the thing and explain that you was having car trouble.
Whatever be the best one, I guess. I guess you know the second way. Say it over again.
You want me to say which one? Say unsatisfactory work.
Yeah, you can. You can say that. So you don't get no letter or nothing saying you getting approved. Like, how would you know you get? Like, you see, I did this last year, but I forgot everything.
We have a website. You'll go and check your portal like that. Now that hand, they might will send you a letter that you've been approved or however it works.
Yeah, 'cause I received the letter after I did the first part. That was like right after I opened the one for this year. They sent me the termination letter or something like that. I ain't know what they was really saying, but yeah. I ain't know what the letter meant.
Okay, I tried to get him. Who was the person who discharged you?
I think her name was, I don't know her first name, her first name is Denise. I don't know her last name, though.
Her first name is Denise?
Yeah. Well, it was between, you know what, I think his name, it was between one of them, because she had called me and she told me to bring my stuff, my uniforms and stuff, to the restaurant. And then when I got there, he told me I was fired, so I really don't know which one fired me for real.
Okay, who said out their mouth that you was fired?
Edward, the dude, so I guess you could say him. I think he was like the manager. Well, both of them was the manager.
Okay, how do spell his name?
EDWARD, I think that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with Hope Federal Income Tax?
No.
Okay, I'm going to get you a 4-digit PIN. After I get you a 4-digit PIN, I'm going to read you my closing statement so you can get some of this information.
Okay,
your 4-digit PIN is 0795. Yeah, your 4-digit PIN is 0795.
Okay, so that's like my PIN to like log in.
Yes.
Okay.
The PIN is associated with last 2 of your social and last 2 of your birth year. Okay. The following description and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. However, you are required to maintain it after career centers for your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain it after career center application for your duration of your unemployment claims. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's Alabama Works with an S. Alabama.gov. So Alabama Works with an S. Alabama.gov. And update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sundays and ends on Saturdays. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet before your benefits for the prior week. Fail to make complete certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. So www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file Visa, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Okay, Mr. Moore, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay, with this card thing, so
Okay, if you have a benefits card, it should just hit when you if you do get approved, and when it take time when it does approve you and send your money and stuff, if they still have that card on file for you, they will put it to that card. But if they do not, they will just send you a whole nother benefits card.
okay.
Okay, and if you don't receive that benefits card, I have a number for that card too, if you would like that.
Okay, you can get the number, I guess.
Okay, they number the benefits card number is
Okay.
800-499-2035. So it's 800-499-2035.
Okay, I got you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You enjoy your day, Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
You're welcome.